Thank you, Frank. It is time now for your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. Follow me on Twitter at Juliet Huddy TV for lots of detailed information. Now, let's start with the UK. Their green list is expected to be revealed on Friday. And so a lot of folks are going to be wondering whether or not we're going to be able to travel over to the UK. You will be able to find that out likely on Friday. Meantime, as Frank has told you, jobless claims are going down. America's overall outlook is positive. So why not celebrate with a little vacation? Here are the cheapest places to travel in 2021 for each month of the year, according to Kayak. The prices are based on round-trip airfares for 2021 compared with last year. And each destination sees a high level of search activity on the Kayak search engine. If your idea of a great trip is skiing, or even if it's just sitting in a ski chalet, sipping hot toddies, that would be me, head to Telluride, Colorado in January. According to Kayak, a post-Christmas season dip plus a dip in temperatures equals a major dip in airfare by up to 49%, as a matter of fact. As soon as I could possibly get down to Miami, I would. I was down in Miami. I grew up there as a kid. I rarely remember wearing a jacket, much less a sweater, no matter what time of the year. The water temperature averages 73, but if that's a little too chilly, book a hotel in February in Miami with a hot tub. February in Miami sees gorgeous temperatures, lots of sunshine, and 52% dips in prices. It's perfect for the traveler interested in sightseeing and dining outdoors without having to pop inside for a cooling blast of AC like you have to do most of the rest of the year. March is spring break time, and pretty much anywhere you go, you're going to be seeing kids from toddlers to college co-eds. But that actually helps bring down the prices, especially in places like Cozumel, Mexico. March is the perfect time to go to Cozumel because it's A, not hurricane season yet, B, still a balmy 82 degrees on average, and C, not as humid. Prices fall around 32% around March, and if the idea of being surrounded by screaming children and beer-bonging college kids isn't your idea of fun, just book an adults-only resort. Mexico seems to be a major hotspot for U.S. travelers, obviously, and when we hit April, it's all about Cancun. According to Kayak, the Mexican hotspot is very high on the list for 2021, not just in April, but also in July, November, and December. And whether it's a hotel, an all-inclusive, Airbnb, couples-only, or adults-only property, Cancun is loaded with accommodation options all year round, and that helps bring costs down compared to other international destinations. This is for the couple that love sitting under a palapa, drinking margaritas all day, dancing and drinking Coronas all night. If you are more of a great outdoors type, head to Jackson, Wyoming in May. Now, I've never been, but Kayak's search engine blows up for this nature lover's paradise, and it's especially cheap in May, just before summer vacation kicks in. You're likely to see fewer kids, but a ton of wildlife, and because the spring brings everything into bloom, it'll be wildflowers galore. A perfect spot for the boho couple that likes to mix beauty with a little adventure.
What is a boho couple?
Bohemian.
Oh.
You know, kind of granola, outdoorsy.
Is that
hikey people?
Did you coin that term or is that?
No, boho is a thing. They, you know, boho chic.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but it's very. What was that?
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No, I learned
See,
something.
See, you learned bohemian. Something.
Yeah.
This is why people tune into the WWE.
Exactly. So I'm not going to have enough time to get through the rest of the year, but we will. No. We will. Finish the rest of this Jet Set Juliet travel update tomorrow, and I'll give you the rest of the year. But we are going to be watching very carefully about what happens in the UK, because that announcement again is happening on Friday, and that could give us an idea as to whether or not we're going to be allowed into the European Union as well.
Well,
I think we will be.
We had to postpone Gabby's inaugural trip as a 21-year-old to Atlantic City,
right,
because of her COVID quarantine. But we may have to reschedule it for the weekend of June 13th, because rumor has it that Hollywood Sid Rosenberg is going to be emceeing a big event out there.